We're learning Tois Fesioimi. We're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Kame on page 13b. And the bottom Tois Fes today we learn, which the subject is a property and the Mazik and the Nizak. So, damager and the victim of the damage. And this is a damage of a goring ox who is goring someone else's ox. And this is a joint property of the damager and the victim. We set up the case as if it's a situation of borrowing, which is called a shayel. So what is the halacha of a shayel? If you ask somebody so that he give you something, so you borrow it from him, and you don't pay a thing, and you can use it for your benefit, then halacha says, the law says, that all the benefit is yours. Therefore, all the responsibility is yours. That is, you don't have to pay, this is your benefit, and you can use, this is also your benefit. So, it follows that you must be responsible for every type of damage, anything that happens to the thing is your responsibility, which you have to pay if something happens, even if it's outside of your control, things go outside your control. You did everything that you could, and something happened which you cannot control, which is called an oynes. Then you have to pay as well, all the more so in more lenient cases. So this is the halacha of a shoyel. And today we make a nice distinction, which we always speak about, but here in our Gemara, it is not just thought of, rather it is spoken out, which is a twofold responsibility of a shomer. Really, there are four kinds of people who possess another one's property. One of them is the shayel, which I mentioned. Other three is shomer chinom v'shayel shomer sochor v'hasoicher. So this is how it goes as a rhyme, and it includes also shoyel. Shoymer can be chinom or sochor, and the shoymer is a guard who is forbidden to use the thing. So these don't have all the hanoah. It's interesting that it actually starts off with using all the four, and then later on it restricts the case to a shoyel. Okay, so we put an extra eye on this issue in order not to avoid this information. And yes, so the case is, we have now in our Mishnah a damager and a victim on the same property and the goring ox. One has an ox and one has an ox. So if you are speaking about a borrowing, it's either that the borrower's ox gores the lender's ox, or the opposite, the lender's ox gores the borrower's ox. So the first case is something which is a irresponsible guarding. So maybe it's not the case here, because which is irresponsible guarding? In a case of a goring, after three times, you have to watch out for somebody who gores. Now you will see, it's not always the case. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. The Gemara starts the first wide line, and Amud Beis, the Tanu Rabbanon, Keshehizik Haf HaMazik Lehovi Shoyme, Keshehizik Haf HaMazik. So if there is a damage, then the damager is obligated. This was said in order to add the four new cases of a guard, which is the free guard who doesn't get any salary for guarding an object. Shayel is the one who is asked for the things, is a borrower. Is a paid guard. And Seicher is somebody who has the object in use, but he pays a fee for it. Shehizik o'behema birshoson, So there was some kind of damage. We will soon dissolve what kind of damage was it. And the rule is the general rule which we all know. Tam meshalem chatzi nezek, umad meshalem nezek shalem. Okay, this is easy. At first sight. Then you will see it's not easy at all. Second case we don't will deal with today is a case of oines, something which is uncontrollable in influence, which is nifritza balayla aisha partzu alistim. Either the animals got out somehow against the walls, so the walls were right, so it was definitely not the failure of the shomer, the guard. He was doing his job right. Nevertheless, the animals were good at it. He got out somehow. Or it was listim. Listim is thievery. Ve'yatsa ve'hiziko. And the animals came out and they did the damage. Potter. Yes, case of finest is potter. Omar mar. Okay, so let's get out to our case. How is it possible to understand this case? Two possibilities. Either the shomer was Oshayel was at fault. His ox was goring, or his ox was gored, which directs us to the twofold responsibility to a shomer to guard his ox. No. Guarding his ox is a general obligation. But here we are speaking about something that he can agree with the master of the ox, the original owner of the ox, whether he wants to guard it to be guarded and not to make damage. So basically, if you then say nothing, I think you got both. Okay, we will see soon. So let's see. So here it switched. It's very funny. I must point it out. It switched. It didn't say a word. If you tell me, why did it switch from the four possible kinds of shomer to the one that is a shayel, then I will thank you. Because Tosfos makes good use of this piece of information. Tosfos is questionable in a case when there is no shayel here, rather a general kind of shomer. Okay, so maybe it's possible to put together the whole sugya later on, but this is just a point of warning. So first idea. Which is the first idea? Ilema the azika izika tura de mashil the tura de shayel. Tura de mashil is the ox of the mashil who gave. So the ox of the owner, the borrowed ox, made the damage. The tura de shayel to the ox of the one who borrowed. So what does this mean? Now comes the shayel. Now comes the guy who guarded it, and he says, "Please pay me. I asked." This is chutzpah. This is very nice because he said, "Please give me your ox." And then he said, "Thank you very much. By the way, you pay me. Thank you very much for giving it to me for free. But now you pay for me." So he says, "What? I pay for you." Now there is a big question. Why did this ox gore? Which owner caused it to gore? Really, we assume that this ox was did it by itself. It was not the influence of the owner, not the influence of the guard. But the guard will say, "You did a bad job bringing up this ox, because this ox made the damage in my ox." Then the owner says, "What? You shouldn't You asked me to give you this ox, and I was very nice to give it to you for free, and I didn't charge you at all. And now you want to ask me for my money? Come on. I don't care with you. Basically, he's saying, his style is basically, you were the guard. You were guarding the ox. So now, obvious as may sound, that the damager should pay either half or full damage based on the ox was goring before or not, this cannot be the case here. Why? Because the owner will reject it. His ox was damaging, and he says, I was not at fault here. You were the guard. You were guarding my ox against being damaged and damaging. You didn't guard my ox from damaging, and who was the subject of this damaging? Your own ox. So your sin falls back to your own head, for which I do not want to pay. You could pay for yourself whatever money you want. You can give it from your right pocket to your left pocket, and that's it, and leave me out of this whole game. This is very good reasoning that the owner of the original ox can say, even though his ox gored, but it was under the jurisdiction of the guard. So that's the case of Tura the Mashil, Azik, Tura the Shoyel, the first option. Leimale, Ilu Azik be'alma, bois leshilu me'at, hashta de Azik ele Tura de Dach, boin leshilu me'. If it were the case, it's always, Gemara is always comparing to a general, more general case in order to understand it in a more analytical fashion. So it says, who says to whom? Leimale mashil leshayel. Okay, so the owner of the ox could say, ilu azik be'alma. Bois leshilu me'at, yes. If a third party would come, and my ox gores a third party's ox, then you pay. So now, it's you the victim. So why should I pay? So why should we switch the one who pays? So now you should pay to yourself whatever money you want. I don't care. Leave me out, he says. Okay, the other option is Eloda Azika Turede Shayela Turede Mashil. Okay, so switch. Really, the case is that the Shoyel, the one who borrowed this ox, made damage to the one, the Mashil. So why shouldn't he pay? He was guarding, and he was a bad guard. And he was guarding this ox, and he made the damage. So now what? Leimale ilu itzik me alma, bois leshule me kule. Okay. So now it's two laws interplaying here. The law of damages and the law of guards. What is the law of the guards? The law of the guards is you said that you take responsibility. Nothing will happen to my object. And now it did. Now it did. Something happened, so you pay. Because this was your responsibility. You remember I told you, what is the responsibility for someone who borrows for free? It's full responsibility. Anything would happen, he would have to pay. So, he will say, I don't accept it. I don't accept it. Okay, if it's Muad, I accept. Muad, you know, if it gored three times, then from now on, you have to pay full damage. If you pay full damage for me, it's very nice. But if your ox was not a goring ox, it hasn't yet gored for three times, then you would have to pay, you want to pay only the half. And it's exactly what our prices says. You have to pay only half. How so? How so? How is it possible? I don't accept. I want more. I want more. So either this case or that case, always the original owner has claims against the guard. So now he has the claim that you should pay full payment, even though maybe your ox was a very nice ox, and in the general case, it would be enough to have only half of a payment, but nevertheless, now we don't accept it. And yes, because you took responsibility. You took responsibility, so you pay. So that's it. So now it's a very funny thing that came out. We started with quite simple brisa, quite simple case, as it seems to be. Four kinds of shomer. And we are dealing here with shoyel. Maybe we are dealing with shoyel because of this latter case. Because even in an honest case, he has to pay full payment. And the law is very simple. You pay just as if it were normal. But really, it turned out that it's not so. Because a guard takes always more responsibility. So you don't have to pay. So it's not like this. So what? So how can it occur such a case when even a guard would pay the same amount as general people who are causing damage, one ox to the other? How so? Really, really the solution is very simple. You have to split the responsibility of the shomer in some way. And Tosfos asks why it is the harder way to do. Why there is a harder way to go? And I think the Maharsha points out this. The Maharsha points out this. Yes. The Maharsha said, yes, from a perspective later on in the sugya, there is a question, and this question shouldn't arise at all if you do the reverse. But you cannot do the reverse, and Tosfos will show you why you cannot do the reverse. You can split the responsibilities of the shomer wherever you want, but one direction doesn't work, and this is the question of Tosfos, why it doesn't work. And it's very interesting why it doesn't work. So how can you split the responsibility into two? There is Shmiras Guf, and there is Shmiras Niskin. Shmiras Guf is, I accept that I guard your ox against being harmed. This is Shmiras Guf. I guard the guf, I guard the body of your ox. This is Shmiras Guf. This is the general thing that you expect from a shomer, of a shomer. But, and if you're a shomer, and if you're not so such of a Talmid Chacham, not so well versed in Jewish law, then this is what you think of when you accept the responsibility. And when something happens, it's for your surprise that you even have to pay when the guarded animal does the damage. This also you must pay. You were accepting double responsibility. So, but you have a way out from this. You can agree with the owner when the case began, and you can say, okay, I accept such a responsibility, but not so such a responsibility I do not accept. This I accept and this I do not accept. So how is it possible? Let's see. Gemara says that we can split responsibilities in the first case when the original owner's ox was goring. Then you can say that, okay, so what did he do? The shomer did not accept responsibility. Shekibel olav shmiras kufay, velo kibel olav shmiras niskov. He didn't accept to guard against his damages. So this means that now the owner doesn't have the claim that you have to pay anyway. If it goes a third party, then you have to pay anyway. No, I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay. I didn't accept to guard it against doing harm, not in other people animal and not in my animal. So now you have to pay, as your original law. And what was your original law? This is what we said. If it was a tam, if it was not goring, it did not have a custom to gore, then it's a half payment. If it gored, then full payment. Okay, so this works out nicely. What's the opposite case? Let's see what the opposite case. When the borrower ox was goring, and so how is it possible? You have to switch. Tosfos says ipchala matzil meimer kegon the is ke tura the shoyel the tura the shmashil ukegon shekibel olav shmiras nizkov. So now the guard accepted to guard against the nizkov, against the lekibel olav shmiras gufay. So I ask you to guard my ox against harming others' animal. I don't care if you lose my animal, it's not a problem. And this is not possible. I don't want to believe that such a thing exists. This is his immediate answer, which is being challenged. This just doesn't occur. I don't ask you, please, could you guard my ox? But if something happens, no problem. I take responsibility. But if it gores, then please help me. So this is just not believe that. Why would what do owner get into such a deal? So this is a good question. Anyway, were it not for this problem, the logic would work, and the Maharsha says it would be even better from the perspective, from the continuation of the sugya. So, how could it work? So the ox of the shayel gourd, and he said the owner says, I want the payment from you, and he says okay I will pay because I accepted the responsibility to guard your you're a third party now, you're a third party for me. I'm not the shomer. I'm not the guard, like Cain said in the case of Cain and Abel. So I'm not the guard of your ox. I'm not the guard of your ox. I'm only guarding your ox against doing damage. It didn't do a damage. Actually, my ox did a damage. So now I have to pay to you as just a stranger. It's just the half, and you don't claim more from me. The question of Taisfes now is, why is it a milta de la shechicha? Why is it a rare case? Because it says later on in the Gemara, you see something which is very similar, and by way of reason, you can say that no, it's not doesn't occur such a case, because who is so fool, such a fool, to accept such a deal as an owner to accept that not his ox will not be guarded? So we concluded before the cut and the haircut that it is not so prevalent for an owner of an ox that he just assigns this task to the guard, so that please, you should guard this ox. Why should you guard? Because I'm afraid that it will cause damage. So this sounds very altruistic, because such an owner is not concerned about his own property, but is concerned about other people's property with respect to his own property as a potential source of damage, which you can imagine that this is actually the case when the own property is dangerous. So this is what we call a goring ox, shor mu'ad. So in such a case, you can say that yes, you can imagine such a case. And if you do, then I think the whole reasoning of Tosfos is just does not work. Why? Why exactly? Because it said that Ipche lamatzila neymar, so what if? So really, there is no nafkamina here, as far as I see. There's no far-reaching consequences. This is only a slight question in the formulation of the text. If you cannot say what Tosfos now wants to say, that this is the way to learn it, actually, then what? So what? So why did the Gemara wanted to learn this case like this? So the Maharsha says, because you need this in order to ask the next question. Okay, so either you can put it this way or you can put it that way. The main thing, that the movement that you do, the procedure that you do, is the same anyway. You split the obligations of the guard into two. Shmira Saguf, Shmira Saniskin. And you can do it either on this side or on that side. And the Gemara choose specific way to do this. And it has several reasons to it. One reason is that this way it can continue the give and take. The Talmudic reasoning, line of reasoning, can continue in this way. The other way, Maharsha says, won't work. And furthermore, it says that this is the more frequent way, more prevalent way, let's say. So why exactly? What if you have really a guy who wants to protect only other people's property and not his own property, because he knows that his property is dangerous? So there is a good assumption here, a very, very good assumption, because it says this is a goring ox. What is usual for a goring ox? Just think about it for a moment. A goring ox usually gores and is not being gored. Why? Because other oxen are afraid of him, so won't gore it. This is the basic assumption for this owner. And if you say furthermore that, I don't know, maybe he has to pay flat price for every kind of guard, that is Shmira Saguf, Shmira Saniskin, and he says that I don't want to pay for it because my ox is big enough and strong enough to guard, to protect itself. It doesn't need you to guard. It does need actually you to guard others from itself, because I don't want to pay when it does a damage and I need an expert to do this job. Therefore, it's very reasonable to say. But now comes the interesting part. As we've seen so far, this is a case of a shoyel. Okay, so let me present you again these two guys, the shoyel and the shomer chinam, which are the two extremal cases of guards. Shomer chinam is only giving, is the altruistic one, and the shoyel is the egoistic one. He only gets from it. So shomer chinam, he doesn't get a benefit from the object because he's not allowed. He does not have the rights to use it, and he has an obligation to guard it, and he doesn't get a penny for it. So everything he gets the wrong way. So therefore he is rewarded by not having any responsibilities except for negligence, which is called pshia. And the other extreme is, which I presented it to you already, is the shoyel, who doesn't pay anything, and he's able to use this object, and that's it. And of course he has to guard it because he has to give it back in a good condition to the original owner, but he doesn't have to pay for it. So he has every responsibilities to take care of this object, even something unexpected. And just as a side point, there's something in between negligence and external unpredictable events, it says, like general other types of events, it says usually genevave aveda, being stolen and being lost in a non-negligence way. So negligence is the first category. The second category is stealing and losing, and the third category is this shoyel. And Tosfos says that we do have indeed a precedent of being a shomer chinam, being charged of this task to take care of such a goring ox, and we find it in the Talmud. So he says the basic difference is that over there we find this as a shomer chinam, and this is a shoyel, and usually this is a good this is an appropriate charge for a shomer chinam and not for a shoyel. So who is the one who asks this and says that I ask to use it, but I don't guarantee that I give it to you back in the same situation? This is somebody's a shomer chinam. Let's say an expert who is an expert of guarding these dangerous animals, and he does it as a free service, as a, he's just being kind to his friend by taking care of the animal's damages. That we indeed have a case called Hakir Boishehu Nakhon. So he already knows that this ox is goring, and we say, so Perek Shor Shenogach Dalet V'Chamesh, Arba V'Chamesh, Stama Demilta Delo Azilihu Umazik Achrine Kibel Oleho. So, if he, provided that he knows this information that the ox is goring, then the basic assumption here is that, oh, he took upon himself to guard him against harming others. Stama demilta de lo yazilihu mazik achrine kibel oleho. So, this is what he took upon himself, that this ox won't go to harm others. The atu acherim. So in this case, he didn't have an intention in his mind to guard the ox itself. This is an umdina, which is an evaluation of thoughts that he did not thought that the animal will get harmed, because this is not the primary issue. So he's just doesn't think about it and never thought about it. And even it, would you ask the guard in the time of being charged about the status, he would say that, no, I don't think that this is probable, and anyway, I don't take responsibility if it does, because this is not my task, because this is not the issue being spoken about here. So this is like Yibel Aleho, this he doesn't accept on himself. This is only relevant to say in the case of a shomer, because this is the job of him. But this is a shoyel. Why does he ask for it? Because he wants to use it. This is his intention. This is not shaykh. The mistama shoyel kibel aleho shmira me'ulo. And anyway, interesting. It's interesting. Tosfos doesn't say the reasoning that I said. I don't know what's the difference, but he said the shoyel, basic assumption for a shoyel is to have shmira me'ula. What is shmira me'ula? Shmira me'ula, I think that is according to our three levels of guardians. This is the first two level is called shmira me'ula. So it's guarding against negligence and other events that are possible to occur and possible even to prevent them with some kind of extra efforts. When you get a reward for guarding something, then you are definitely expected to do this called Shmira Me'ula, which is an advanced guard. And if you are a shayel, all the more so that this is the kind of gardens that you are accepting upon yourself.